May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. There's like three primarily sort of life verses for me. But the one that probably means the most to me is, and I've taught from it often, referred to it many times here, is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, after Paul has experienced this third heaven experience, this throne room experience, it says in verse 7, "And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me, and he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is perfected in weakness.' And most gladly, therefore," Paul says, "I will rather boast about my weaknesses, the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses and with insults and distresses and persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." Really interesting, and there's so many awesome things there. I love the way people who believe in healing try to interpret those verses. The gymnastics that they do with it is just incredible. He says it was a messenger of Satan given him to keep him from buffeting himself. Well, it meant that God did that. And the devil doesn't concern about you not exalting yourself. He would like you to exalt yourself. And so the Lord often uses the enemy to accomplish his purposes, but for charismatics, that's just hard to deal with, but it's just the truth. God really is sovereign. It's not that you have to believe that sickness is good. I don't know if this is even about sickness. He just uses the term weakness. Then he says things like, "I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, distresses, difficulties, persecutions." That kind of covers all the categories. You know, weaknesses in my own humanity, the frailty, our tendencies, the bad things about our personality, those kind of things. Insults and persecution would be other people's attitude, rejection towards me, betrayal. Difficulties and distresses all are an area of circumstances, stresses, pressures, responsibilities. So Paul kind of covers all that. And that scripture, he says, well, the Lord said to him, he says, "My grace is sufficient for you." He said, for power, and that word there is the word literally is translated ability. It's supernatural ability. For my ability is perfected in weakness. That was a life changer, game changer for me so many years ago, and many of you have heard the story, but when I first got revelation about the impartation of the life of Christ in me by the Holy Spirit, so that the Christian life could be lived by Jesus himself, my problem was when I got that, I understood it, I was so full of weaknesses in my own humanity that I was convinced that Christ couldn't live through me. I was too big of a mess. And so I spent months begging God to perfect me so that Jesus, who's perfect, could live through me. And then over a weekend, almost 40 years ago, on a retreat, I got it. I saw that he did want to set me free from weaknesses, domination, but he didn't want to take my weaknesses away. He wanted to fill them up with his ability. It's a totally different thing. And that my weaknesses were the missing ingredient. If power is perfected in weakness, my weaknesses were the missing ingredient. And therefore, if I just presented my weaknesses to him in transparency, he would manifest his strength and power through me. And there's an element of that for those of you CTKers we'll talk a little bit about Sunday with some other verses, because we live in a generation where the younger generation believes that the ultimate expression of spirituality is transparency, because they're so tired of the phoniness. But they in there. It's like, okay, I'm transparent. Life's a struggle. Therefore, that's the ultimate expression of spirituality. He said, no, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. But Paul goes on, he says, "I will therefore boast about my weakness." Not just so he can say he's authentic. He says, so his power may dwell in me. And then he goes on, he says, "I'm well content." And that's the thing I just want to focus on just a minute or two. I actually was communicating this with somebody from Brazil today, too. That this amazing thing that Paul said, in light of how God told him, my grace is sufficient for you, is that Paul came to this conclusion. He said, well, I boast about my weaknesses. He's not saying he boasts about his sin. He's just saying, I boast. I no longer hate myself that I'm needy and frail. By faith, I boast about my weakness, because my weakness become the platform for his strength to be expressed and made perfect. See, I spent so long being ashamed of myself because I had a tendency to sin, because I was so prone towards certain sin, that I was just weak and complaining about all the distresses going on around me. But Paul said, I boast about the weaknesses that I have, and I'm well content with all the stresses, difficulties, because all those become opportunities for me to live supernaturally. And so I just wanted to focus those two phrases that Paul said, I boast about them, not because he's proud that he's weak. He boasts about them because they're the springboard for Jesus Christ to fill those places up with his ability. And he was well content. Instead of complaining, I thought about that a lot in my own life and others. My gosh, how much time Christians spend complaining about stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna create a no complain zone in my life. God's gonna hold me accountable. Don't complain about stuff. Stop complaining. Paul says, I'm well content with insults and persecutions and distresses and tribulation, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You see, why would I complain about the things that provide the opportunity to live supernaturally? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.